situations in which customers fail to pay an invoice and suppliers have already accounted for output VAT, even though the underlying consideration has never been received, are unfortunately more common than companies would like. Therefore, debt relief can have significant VAT consequences for businesses that supply goods or services on credit. EU-wide VAT rules provide a mechanism to reduce the taxable amount in certain circumstances, allowing businesses to recover VAT associated with unpaid or partially unpaid transactions. The central provision of the EU VAT directive is Article 90, which requires VAT to be adjusted when the consideration for a supply is subsequently reduced or becomes unavailable. However, for bad debts specifically, EU countries have discretion to impose different rules or conditions, which is why the VAT treatment of unpaid invoices can vary significantly across the EU. Understanding these rules and different approaches among the EU countries is vital for businesses operating across the EU, as they can significantly increase or reduce financial burdens. What constitutes debt relief for VAT purposes? In general terms, debt relief for VAT purposes arises when the amount actually received by a supplier is lower than the consideration on which VAT was originally calculated. The main roots of the discrepancy are customers' insolvency, an invoice remaining unpaid, only part of the invoice being collected, or the parties subsequently agreeing to reduce or cancel the debt. Notably, distinguishing between genuine non-payment and a voluntary commercial discount or price reduction is important. Article 90 expressly covers cancellation, refusal, total or partial non-payment, and subsequent price reductions, but each EU country determines the conditions and procedures under which the taxable amount can be adjusted. Overall, the EU VAT directive is designed to preserve VAT neutrality. This means that businesses should generally not have to bear the economic cost of VAT on consideration that it ultimately does not receive. Nevertheless, this does not mean that an unpaid invoice automatically creates a right to recover VAT. VAT treatment across selected EU countries. As already explained, although the basic EU principle is common, implementation differs between EU countries. Germany VAT rules for uncollectible considerations. Under German VAT law, if the agreed consideration has become uncollectible, the taxable amount is reduced. More specifically, if the taxable person makes a taxable supply, charges VAT, but subsequently determines that the agreed consideration cannot be collected, it may adjust and reduce the VAT originally declared on that transaction. German rules distinguish between a debt merely being unpaid and a consideration becoming uncollectible. Simply having an overdue invoice does not necessarily mean that the supplier can immediately reduce its VAT liability. A claim is considered uncollectible when, based on an objective assessment of the circumstances, it is more likely than not that the customer will not pay the amount owed. This means that the supplier does not necessarily have to wait until the debt is formally written off or the customer enters insolvency proceedings. The assessment can be made earlier if there is sufficient evidence that collection is unlikely. France VAT rules for unrecoverable receivables. In France, relief is available when the debt is definitively irrecoverable or when a court has formally declared the customer's insolvency. Additionally, the supplier must demonstrate that the debt cannot be recovered and issue the appropriate corrective invoices to adjust the originally reported VAT. For supplies to customers who are not subject to VAT, a debt may be considered definitively irrecoverable in certain circumstances, such as where the customer has disappeared without leaving a forwarding address, has died, or has paid with a stolen check. Cyprus Bad Debt Relief Mechanism. The relief is available where a person has supplied goods or services, accounted for and paid the VAT, and subsequently writes all or part of the unpaid consideration off as a bad debt in its accounting records. The supplier must also have taken the necessary steps to collect the debt. In addition, at least 12 months must have passed from the date of the transaction before the supplier becomes entitled to claim the VAT refund. To receive relief, The supplier must submit a claim to the commissioner, and the amount refundable corresponds to the VAT attributable to the consideration that has genuinely become bad debt. Denmark 5 AT relief for bad debts. In Denmark, the supplier can generally adjust the VAT exclusive taxable amount once the loss has been established. This can occur in situations such as the customer's bankruptcy, a compulsory or voluntary composition with suppliers, unsuccessful enforcement by a bailiff, or a court-ordered sale that does not result in recovery of the debt. The important point is that the loss must be sufficiently established rather than merely being overdue. The Danish rules have also introduced some flexibility for small bad debt losses. A supplier may correct its output VAT where it has taken sufficient steps to recover the debt in proportion to the size of the claim. This recognizes that pursuing extensive collection or legal proceedings may not be economically justified for relatively small amounts. Italy 5 AT Bad Debt Relief Mechanism. Suppose a transaction has been invoiced and VAT accounted for, but the customer later becomes insolvent, and all or part of the amount owed is unlikely to be recovered. In that case, the supplier can reduce the taxable amount and issue a credit note to correct the VAT. Importantly, the supplier does not have to wait until the insolvency proceedings end and the final amount recovered is known. The relief can therefore be claimed as soon as the relevant insolvency or similar official proceedings are opened. This allows the supplier to recover the VAT attributable to the unpaid amount relatively early, rather than waiting potentially several years for the insolvency process to conclude. Spain 5 AT Bad Debt Relief Requirements. In Spain, the relief is available once the receivable is considered legally uncollectible and the required conditions have been met. The main timing requirement is that 1 year must pass from the accrual of output VAT without the supplier receiving all or part of the payment. However, SMEs have a more flexible option. A business whose turnover in the previous calendar year did not exceed 6 million euros can opt to treat the debt as uncollectible after 6 months. The supplier must also record the bad debt in its required accounting or tax records. In addition, the customer must generally be a business or professional. If the customer is not a business or professional, the VAT exclusive taxable amount of the transaction must exceed 50 euros. Another important requirement is that the supplier must have taken formal steps to collect the debt. This can include bringing a judicial claim, making a notarial demand, or using another method that reliably demonstrates that the supplier has demanded payment from the debtor. Where a customer is declared bankrupt, and the relevant debt relates to transactions whose VAT became chargeable before the bankruptcy declaration, the normal bad debt adjustment rules cannot subsequently be used. Instead, the taxable amount can only be reduced under the specific provisions applicable to debts affected by the insolvency proceedings. Common compliance risks for multinational businesses. One of the main compliance risks is assuming that there is a uniform approach for VAT bad debt across the EU. Businesses operating in several EU countries may face different definitions of an uncollectible debt, evidence requirements, deadlines, and notification procedures. Another significant risk is failing to monitor deadlines. A business may recognize an invoice as commercially unrecoverable, but still need to wait for a prescribed period or complete specific collection procedures before adjusting VAT. Documentation is equally important. Businesses should retain invoices, payment records, correspondence with customers, collection evidence, insolvency documentation, and corrective invoices supporting the adjustment. Final thoughts. The EU VAT directive sets a common principle for bad debt relief, but its practical application remains fragmented across EU countries with differing conditions, evidence requirements, and deadlines. Multinational businesses should therefore avoid a one-size-fits-all approach, track local requirements in each jurisdiction, maintain thorough documentation, and monitor deadlines closely, since missing a prescribed period can forfeit the right to relief. treating Viet bad debt relief as an ongoing compliance task rather than a one-off exercise helps businesses recover VAT they are entitled to while avoiding disputes with tax authorities.